and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
I'd like to highlight a passage of Scripture in Psalms. You know, Psalm 127 is one of the well-known passages of Scripture that speaks about work through family life. And we have seen this passage about the Lord building the house. And yet some people are seeking for things in vain because they have not recognized that the Lord is actually are supposed to be our business partner in fulfilling our purpose and plan through our families on this earth. But I'd like to focus on Psalm 128 as well. It's almost like an overflow of Psalm 127. So I'd like to read it to us today, this morning. There are only around six verses anyway. So it says in verse 1, Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be the olive shoots around the table. Behold, thus shall be the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. You know, this passage of Scripture is such an encouragement, giving us a picture of what a good and happy family life is all about. Now, as we delve into this, let's face the realities of where we are today. In the West, it's more patriarchal. They're more into wanting the male figure to be more evident. That's why feminists are crying against it. They say that the male, the patriarchal society is a bit on a toxic side. And so a lot of feminists are crying against it. The patriarchal society is unfair. It's designed for the privileged, the male. So they have their sets of issues there as far as family structure is concerned. Very heavy problem in the West. Now, in Asia, specifically in the Philippines, we're on the opposite side. We're more on the matriarchal society, where we have so much reverence to women, so much so that probably a lot of anthropological scientists and sociologists are saying maybe because it's due to the form of worship in Asia, at least in the Philippines, where we worship a female deity. Now, I don't have to be too specific about it, but it is affecting the way society is run in the Philippines. Now, there are some positive connotation to it, like the high value on relationships, men offering seats in LRT or in the Jeep or in a bus, where we provide seats to the women or to the pregnant women, or we extend it even to the senior citizens. And there's that attitude, there's that form of deferring to other people. And that's one thing that we can appreciate. And yet, the problem is the father figures are being marginalized. And even in our nation where a lot of women are going abroad and the husbands are staying. And we see men with their shirts untucked up to here, and they put their hands on their tummy, you know, and some just drink all day long, and so they have this beer belly, and you drive along going through the in some of the places where you see a lot of people are just out there in the streets, almost waiting, looking for a job or something. But I think we have to go back to the scriptures and see a picture of what an example of what family is all about. Regardless of whether you've grown up in a patriarchal society or in a matriarchal society. And I'd like to highlight these passages of scripture in Psalm 128 so that we can have a biblical perspective of what a good and happy life or family life is all about. And I think when we do that, we'll learn some lessons or two and we'll be able to enjoy our time together as we're watching this right now this morning. Now, as we go through this, I'd like us to see four descriptions of a good and happy home. The first one is faith-filled life. There's faith-filled life in a happy and good home. And we see that in verse 1. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. In other words, there's fear of the Lord in a home. When there's faith in God, it's faith-filled, who walks in His ways, then it will affect the way we live our lives. When there's fear of the Lord, there's faith in God, then it will affect the way we relate with one another in our house, in our homes, and the way we conduct our lives as we relate with others in our community. So we see that as a picture in verse 1 here. And we see the parallel verse of this is found in verse 4. It says, "Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." We see here twice that the issue of the fear of the Lord is living in the heart of the man. They say that if a father is serving the Lord, the probability of the rest of the family member to come to Christ is 80%. If it is the mother who have come to know the Lord and the husband is unbelieving, the percentage of the entire family getting saved is very nil. It's just, probably 2%. And so you see here the influence of a father being the spiritual leader. Now, husband and wife, both are leaders, spiritual leaders in the home. They defer to one another and they set the example and set the pace and the spirituality in their homes. But it's the father really who's carrying the burden. And so that's why it says here in verse 4, "Behold, shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." Everybody wants to be blessed, but I want you to know that the key to blessings is faith in God. Now, Morgan, one of the theologians, said this, "The strength of any city lies in its strong family life, and the true strength of the family issues come from its ordering in the fear of the Lord." It's still the fear of the Lord at the end of the day that we really needed the most. And what is fear? Fear of the Lord is, in a good sense, the healthiest fear so far. There are a lot of phobias out there. We don't want those phobias. The only phobia we want is the fear of the Lord. The fear is a result of understanding God's justice, holiness, and power. When we have that understanding of His justice, holiness, and power, that's the perfect healthy fear that a person can ever have. And so, and yet you see here, this fear of the Lord equals happy or blessed. Blessed, by the way, means happy. That's why I say, how can we picture a happy and a good home or a blessed home? The fear of the Lord. How can you put fear equals happy? It'd be hard to comprehend, but you'll understand as we move along. And so the second description of a happy and a good home is not only faith-filled life, there's fear of the Lord, but fruitful labor. There's fruitful labor. It seems like that's the effect of the fear of the Lord, but nevertheless, for the sake of our message today, I put that on second, the result, which is fruitful labor. Look at verse 2 And let's enjoy this passage. And it says, you shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, once again, happy here, and it shall be well with you. Well with you denotes a sense of completion according to God's purpose. Could you imagine this is God's purpose for you, and you're under it? You're fulfilling God's purpose in your life. So if a person comes to you and says, kamusta ka? Or how are you? I hope things are well with you. In other words, I hope you're fulfilling God's purpose for your life. I hope we can say that, oh, it's well with me. In other words, I'm fulfilling God's purpose in my life. Fruitful labor, it's part of it. And so, the joy, the happiness, the word good is a result of that fruitful labor. The joy of it. The joy of doing what... Have you heard of people say, you know, I'm privileged to be able to do what I get to enjoy and get paid for it. Because that's part of the result of being blessed, where you enjoy the labor of your hands and the result and the fruit of your hands. And as a man, we thrive in this. We thrive in this. And so, a happy home and a good home is not only faith-filled life, but also fruitful labor. And the third one is family love. There's family love. Look at verse 3 right now. It says, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around the table. These are metaphors that Hebrew people are using to describe a positive perspective of what a wife is all about and what children is all about. And we see here about a wife. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Now, obviously, today, with some of us, we only have one, we have two, some we have three, or even my friend, Bishop Jure, he has six. We are six in the family, so I really admire my mother, okay? But having more children is a sign of prosperity and goodness in the Old Testament, especially if you have sons, because a mother with a son will have something to contribute to society because his son will be part of the military. And so therefore, part of victory. Therefore, part of the endeavor to fight against the enemy and protect the nation. A mother in a home is happy because he gets to contribute for the safety and protection of the nation. And so the prestige of a mom is really high in society, especially if you have multiple children. Imagine a barren woman. She would be the saddest person in the community because she has nothing to contribute. Now, if you're listening right now and you believe in God for a baby, let's believe God for you. We're not sending all our sons to the military, though we have ROTC. We don't have the same context right now. But what I'm saying is that part of having children, so that's why some of us here are listening, and we think our children as nuisance, as, you know, as destruction, you better change your mind because that's not biblical. In the scriptures, having children is a form of blessings and having a happy home. Another picture here given about children is olive shoots around the table, because the olive trees, they have shoots, multiple shoots. I mean, one tree can get thicker and thicker and thicker, and that one trunk can reproduce because it would even not just the branch, but I mean, through the roots, it could create more branches through the roots. So you would see sometimes an orchard or a vineyard, I'm sorry, where in a vineyard you see, not a vineyard, orchard, olives, where you see these trees that are getting thicker because even the roots are producing shoots. That's why it says in verse 38, your children will be like olive shoots around the table, where the roots are producing shoots from the ground. And that's a picture of having multiple children. So I say that a happy and good home is a home with It's faith-filled life. It's there's fruitful labor, and there's family love, and the last one. This is my view of this. And the last one, verse 6. Let us read it together, and I'll mention what's the fourth one. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Look at that. He's not just talking about the next generation, but here at the end, he prayed for Jerusalem. We can believe, God, that our children are going to be leaders in our society. A happy home for me, at least as I see this passage of Scripture in Psalm 128, is a home with a faith-filled life, a home with fruitful labor, a home with family love, and a home with future leaders. You want to see the future? Look straight to the eyes of your children. We see our children's children. Peace be upon Israel. May the peace of the Lord rule and reign over the Philippines, where we see our young people leading with righteousness in their hearts, with the fear of the Lord in their hearts, growing in a family with full of love, and growing in a family with a sense of the future, and even being passed to the next generation. That's what family, a picture of family, is all about. So as I pray today, for those of you, as we sing again right now, for those of you who are watching this, I want to believe God for babies, for those of you who are believing God for a baby. I want to believe God for those of you who have a wrong mindset about having so much children as a nuisance and a distraction. It's never a distraction to have many children. But you can plan for it. But should the Lord provide more children to you, God bless you. We want to stand with you. May the Lord provide continually for you. Hey, this is what family is all about. It's supposed to be enjoyed. Not shy away from, but enjoy and experience the presence of God. Let us sing once again this morning as we end this morning. I want to pray right now. Lord, thank you for giving us this inspiration from Psalm 128, showing us that family is a value. Family is a gift from God. It's a gift of family, a gift of relationship, the gift of love, a gift of community. Lord, I pray, Lord, that for those who have a wrong mindset about having children is a nuisance and a distraction, I pray that you change our minds. May we have a greater appreciation of, Lord God, of your goodness, that every child is a gift from God. For those who are believing God for a baby, I pray that you provide for them, Lord. Those who have been believing and asking you, open the wound, provide for a child. And I pray that you will cause this husband and wife continue to enjoy the gift of family that you have given them. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of family. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.